Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Daniel the Flame. And I watched Record of Ragnarok, the anime that Netflix produced. Boy, howdy. Yes, I watched it. Now, let's give some base behind my assumption of the anime itself. Yes, I do read the manga. I actually enjoy the manga quite a bit. And in hearing that there was going to be an anime, much like a lot of the people who read the manga, knew it was going to be, you know, that's monumental, considering that it's a fairly newer type of manga. It really hasn't, it's really kind of striving. The concept of them doing like 13 episodes was perfect, considering the subject matter, and they paced it very well. Pacing. They did that very well within the parameters of what they had, which made a hell of a lot of sense. And that actually was something that I was totally on board with and very much welcoming within the concept of turning this manga into an anime. That is the only good fucking thing I have to say about this phenomenal piece of shit. You should not watch Record of Ragnarok. Why? Because it is abhorrently terrible in terms of portraying what the actual manga has. This is a terrible, terrible adaptation from a manga into an anime. And this is not off of the prospects of most manga grippers who sit there and talk about how superior their manga is to an anime. This is done under the grace of someone who watched an anime that basically had absolutely none of the soul, none of the charisma, or any of the interesting fucking artwork that is showcased within the manga, which is what made the manga good in the first place, and has absolutely this dull sense of a personality, a boring action anime that ultimately is just stuffed to the brim with fucking exposition dumps, huge amounts of exposition dumps, apparently dumbass concepts of characters, terrible need to just sit there and pander to one particular character over others, or to sit there and include and indulge in other characters in order to make them seem important or like they matter, especially considering the fact that the series itself should have taken notice to the fact that it is a fucking action manga and then put more focus and energy on animating fantastic action scenes rather than having action scenes that just are riddled with a bunch of people screaming about every little fucking detail that happens every time someone throws one fucking punch. My God, do they learn nothing? Okay. So, with that being said, I hope you make your assessment. Now, I'm about to rant and rave. You can end the podcast here if you want, but if you want to hear me bitch some more, by all means, stay tuned. Hi, for all those who wish to stay, let's get into it, shall we? Record of Ragnarok is a really good manga. Really good manga. A surprise smashed, if you will. The problem is that Record of Ragnarok is incredibly short right now. Because it's fucking new. And this is a major problem when it comes to anime. But just because something is new when it's starting to become just slightly popular, that means that someone gets the bright idea to immediately jump on it and turn it into an anime. This never works out, and it's always a stupid-ass idea, but they keep fucking doing it because the anime industry is about making money, not about appeasing or catering to the artwork. So that's a thing. The fact that Netflix took this over made a plethora of red flags, but it also was one of the indicators that this was possibly the only thing that would pick it up in the first place. Not a good thing. Netflix has a history of fucking up anime, and it also has this notion to assume that everything that it animates is considered an anime as well. So you can't really trust these types of people to do justice to an anime when they think every goddamn thing they make is an anime. And that's just not the case all the time. I mean, for the most part, Netflix is the reason why a lot of people think that dumbass Jaden Smith cartoon is an anime. And that's just fucking stupid. Like, that's It's the pretentiousness of a rich kid who likes anime making a cartoon where he just has anime-based characters doing anime cliche things, and then you just have a bunch of no-name nobody sitting there and go, no, this is an anime. And it's like, no, it isn't. It's about as much as an anime as Avatar The Last Airbender is, which is not an anime. So, no, it isn't. By all means, yes, it does cater and weigh in a lot to everything that is anime-esque, but it isn't. And if there was ever anything that should be in the throne room of anime, then yeah, it quite possibly would have been Avatar Last Airbender. But guess what, motherfuckers? It came out on Nickelodeon and it ain't an anime. So get over yourself. Gongi Tampai. But Ragnarok was no different from basically getting the old foot up the ass treatment that comes from being a Netflix anime. What does that mean? That means that it's going to be done with the most cheapest of animation within the most lackluster viewpoints. You're going to have a director who basically is not really going to give a fuck about the manga. The manga itself doesn't have enough longevity in order for you to have a fleshed out concept of everything, as well as it all just being basically a major cash grab with something that's new rather than waiting or doing something else that is already basically a little bit further along that has a nominal fan base or something like that. No, it's new. It's fresh. It's what people want to see. If people keep asking to turn into an anime, I can't wait for it to become an anime. Hey, you ever thought of doing like an actual direct adaptation? You see how much people suck JoJo's dick because it's a perfect adaptation from the manga to the anime? Yeah, that's true. So why don't we just do that every time we turn a manga into an anime? I don't know. It just seems weird. And then they don't do it, and then people shit on the fucking anime, and then the studios just wonder why. They shrug their shoulders and go, I don't know what happened. And it was like, well, maybe you fucking raped an actual beautiful piece of artwork and people noticed it and then they didn't like it. Nah, that couldn't possibly be it. By all means, look at the Berserk series. As much as everyone loves Berserk the manga, which has painstakingly beautiful detailed artwork, the animes look like shit compared to the manga. Every single fucking anime. And if you are someone who is a fan of Berserk because of the original anime, by all means, you are a crazy person. If you're going to sit there and tell me that the original anime was actually pretty good, you are a crazy person. Compared to the manga, crazy person. But at the same time, it was done under the hype. It was done under the guise that Record of Ragnarok is done today. It is something that basically had a marginal impact in creativity at the time, with a marginal impact and popularity at the time, that they rushed and turned into an anime without thinking fully what exactly this story has to entail or what all they can do with said story. And then they made what they made, they didn't give a fuck, and that was the end of it. And that was the best you were going to get as an anime. Same shit happened to Hellsing, same shit happened to fucking Gantz. They just do this. That's just what Japan does. They do not care about about basically the spirit of whatever it is that they're trying to translate. They just don't care. And the thing is that this has transpired over to Netflix and their crazy quest in trying to make their own animation studio or their own footnote within the halls of anime. And the problem is that these motherfuckers these motherfuckers cut so many goddamn corners, it's disgusting. And they just keep pumping out this bullshit, and then they expect everyone to jump all over it simply because of the fact that, hey, you know, it's just doing what the normal fad is right now. It's a little bit bloody. It's a little bit actiony. It's still got all the same cliches you can expect from an anime, and that's basically the only thing that the fans want. Not understanding the fact that the medium itself has so many fucking flaws that are easily remedied, as long as someone nuts up and just not do the plethora of cliches that you would expect from translating something that is in a manga and turning it over into an anime. What am I talking about exactly? Well, for one thing, exposition. The obscenely large dose of exposition that is done within a manga makes sense considering that you are dealing with a medium that is not focusing on movement or action. These are panels. It's a comic. It is something that just goes from pages to page, and everything is told to you either through some of the visuals and then basically a plethora of word bubbles. when you are translating something like this and turning it into a movable fucking picture, an anime, for the love of God, then there are basically huge chunks of the dialogue that are no longer necessary. The concept that a lot of people don't understand is that, yes, JoJo might be a perfect adaptation from a manga to an anime, but that is one of the biggest flaw. But one of the biggest flaws JoJo has is this over, is this overbearing necessity on having just retarded exposition being dumped every fucking time someone opens their mouth. Oh my God, you're bleeding. You're bleeding because of that technique. That technique can cause me to bleed. I didn't know that technique could cause me to bleed. Does your technique cause me to bleed? Yes, my technique can cause everyone to bleed. Wow, his technique can cause people to bleed. I didn't know that. If I knew that, I wouldn't have did what I did, which would make him use his technique that causes me to bleed. And that's JoJo summed up in one quick, long, fucking stupid statement. But that is the ridiculous nature of taking something directly from a manga, putting it over into an anime, and not understanding exactly what you're working with. When you're dealing with an anime, you are dealing with a visual media. You no longer have to adhere to the rules of the manga, which is that you need a bunch of people talking all at once about what they're seeing, because obviously the person who's reading it can't get in their mind the exact same movement or flow that the artist has playing in their head. You're now able to see it. So since we're able to put it into the screen and actually can move, why don't we focus more on the action, considering that we're adapting a fucking action and a manga? But for some reason, that never clicks in anyone's head, nor does it click to hire a director that is proficient in action rather than a director that's probably more efficient and just pumping out a goddamn anime and not giving a fuck on what exactly the subject matter of the anime is going to be. And when you do shit like that, then you end up with a bunch of bullshit, much like when they tried to make Noblesse or God of High School. Yet when they did Tower of God, the anime that was considered to be the weaker of the three, it actually was perfect because it did an actual adaptation that followed suit to everything that was going on. Problem is that Koreans have this notion of not having so much goddamn exposition within their work. It's funny how that plays out. And then when they actually put that to work within the anime, it did nothing but help it. And then Tower of God was basically praised. And then everything that followed afterwards felt more and more like typical Japanese anime. And they were bad because typical Japanese anime is bad. Shit isn't really praised or talked about heavily until it goes out of the typical norms of anime. So for whatever fucking reason, when they do shit from the Land of the Rising Sun, people assume that if they copy the typical anime formula, that means it obviously is going to do well, when that's never the case, especially considering the fact that the Land of the Rising Sun has this notion to not exactly know what the fuck is good and what the fuck isn't. These are the same people who thought Cowboy Bebop were bad. And it wasn't until it came over to America that a lot of people said Cowboy Bebop was good, and it made them change their mind. So obviously, it was like, you really can't trust to say of what, you never really can't trust what the fuck they have to say about anything. So when you do things, you have to take it with a grain of salt in terms of noticing what exactly it is that happens in anime. Then should we have a bathtub scene? If it's not necessary, why the fuck are we trying to push it? Then should we have these characters say Namaka? If it's not necessary, why the fuck are we trying to push it? Maybe a character wants to fight because they want to fight. Maybe it's not about friendship. But anime does friendship. That doesn't mean that we need to put it in there. That's just something that happens a lot in anime. It doesn't mean it is a necessity. It just means it happens a lot. But people don't know how to separate the two. So then they fuck up all the time. So what the fuck does this have to pertain to Ragnarok? Well, how this pertains to Ragnarok is the fact that Ragnarok has incredibly ridiculous, horrible visage of characters' faces, crazy-ass artwork, and phenomenal action pieces within the manga. So when catering that over into the anime, you would need someone who's able to transition incredibly well with action set pieces that give you the same impact that the manga panels gave you, but also keep a steady flow of action. This is something that happens within the Baki series that's on Netflix. But the problem is that this didn't start happening on the Baki series until after, like midway through the second season. When they, in the second season, really. when they basically stopped focusing on 3D, because Netflix's approach towards Baki was to be incredibly cheap with it. So 3D animation was always the way to go. Not knowing that 3D animation is basically one of the worst fads that ever possibly occurred within anime, that only few studios are actually able to do correctly, if they're able to do it at all, they still did what they did, and it turned out to be shit. The first season of Baki, when on Netflix, is bad. It looks bad. It feels bad. The action feels terrible. It looks terrible. The concept of the characters are terrible. Even with the story, as cool as it is, it all feels incredibly sluggish, slow, and bad because the animation is sluggish, slow, and bad. But then only when they separated themselves from the crazy usage of the 3D animation were they able to pick up steam. They added in more action pieces. They did more than the manga ever did when it came to the crazy-ass fights, especially considering that a lot of the Baki fights that took place at that time dove away from the over-heavily exposition and kind of just had their little fleeting moments when it came to small little exposition dumps or important little plot points that needed to get set. The other crazy thing is that when you look on YouTube at different characters' fights, you'll see that a lot of people cut out the multiple times where someone would either cut in or jump in to give some type of weird exposition, and you're still able to follow the fight without seeing the exposition. So why don't they do that to anime and manga realistically, if that is the case? Because a fight is just a fight. If I'm watching something that's actiony, I probably shouldn't need to get told all this back information. This is my own personal bias when it comes to anime, but it hear me out in terms of what I'm talking about. It's just the fact that when you carry something over from literature over into being visual, then you now no longer are needed to worry about having this incredibly long, detailed explanation of something when now you're capable of seeing it. I don't need to get told exactly how tall a building is or how overwhelmed a character is by looking at another character who happens to be taller than him or something. I was going to say another example of tall, but I figured two is enough. You don't need to know exactly how vast the ocean looks from a certain character's viewpoint when all you need to do is angle your shot correctly to show you a vast view of the ocean, and then just have your character sit there and silently gawk at it because it's something they've never seen before. It's not hard to do this shit, but if a story sits there and say he looked upon the ocean, gawked, and stood still as he just pondered across how could something be so beautiful, large, and scary and terrifying all at the same time? And in order for you to convey this when you're dealing with it being a visual media, is that you have to have the character showcase this. You can't have someone scream at you what's happening. You can't have someone scream at you what emotions they're feeling. That's bad writing. It's really bad writing. But when you're reading something, then yeah, you might need someone to tell you exactly how a character is feeling because there's nothing else for you to gauge upon. But this is something that is far more abhorrent in anime than any other media out there, simply because of the fact that people are so focused on adapting everything rather than adapting some of the things. It is an adaptation. It could not be the exact copy because what you're copying is something that was never done with the intent of being moving in the first place. It is meant to be this comic. You are taking this comic and making it move. Okay, but you need to understand that when you get it to move, that comes with a hell of a lot of other responsibilities as well. And I understand that it is basically totally Japanese to have characters scream at each other and say a bunch of shit that's going on because, hey, it's in the manga. You want it to be adapted. So obviously we need to adapt that shit too. But if you did it, you understand how further you could go with the shit if you didn't? If you focus more on these boring ass shots of characters giving their two cents into a fight, then you actually have it showcasing the fucking fight in its entirety. How much better would that be perceived? The fact that no one's ever done it is another notion, but maybe when these characters go to give their two cents, it's actually done in a quickly timely manner. You don't focus so much on watching this character go, wow, look at them. They're doing really well in this fight. Isn't that amazing? It looks like they're going to win. We got this in the bag. You could probably gloss over that bullshit and then just hurry up and get on and showing more to the fight. Maybe you can actually add more to the fight, considering now that you're capable of doing it and that the manga itself isn't able to show you every fucking thing that's going on. You can add more to it to make it far more exciting, because obviously the panels can only do so much before eventually the person who's reading it will get overwhelmed. You can't read an action manga that just has a bunch of people doing fist fights and then you not get bored. You will get bored. And it's like, that's why they break the tension by having all these ridiculous exposition dumps. But that's not something that's thought of or showcased when they originally started transferring and interpreting this shit into anime. So I feel that it is the person who is directing said anime to understand and try to remedy said problem. Fuck. And the thing is that I might be expecting a lot from Netflix within this concept, but fuck that. It's not like Netflix is the only one at fault for doing this bullshit. Anime as a whole has a problem with basically pulling up some type of property that is just a little bit, this just happens to be just a little bit popular, turning into an anime, and then having the anime butt fuck the property into non-existence. And then it basically just blows away over time and people forget about it. And then the manga becomes something that's amazing. And then everyone goes, maybe you guys should have a second run at trying to actually adapt this correctly. And then they tell them, go fuck yourself. Hell, look at the anime that everyone's jumping for joy that got translated. They got a while ago, where it's the Jobless Isekai. And Jobless Isekai, like basically where the anime gets to is something that took the manga itself damn near 4 years to get to. And it's like the manga isn't done. And it's like, I understand that it has some type of popularity, but maybe you wait until it gets a little bit further on before you jump down his throat and decide to animate the shit. No, let's just hurry it up because it's slightly popular right now. Okay, so let's see how far that gets you. Well, it doesn't get as far at all. Oh, I wonder why. If only you fucking waited. Well, we couldn't wait. We wanted those big bucks. We wanted those big Muchu Gucci bucks. Goddamn, do we want the money? But this is something that has been harming anime for a long goddamn time. And I hate the fact that it happened to Record of Ragnarok, a manga that I actually really, really enjoy and I thought was really, really good. And it basically got the Helsing treatment. Now, Helsing, just to give a little base on what I'm talking about, Helsing has two anime. The original anime came out quite a while ago. And it basically follows the original story of Helsing like halfway through. Then after that, it just makes up this crazy ass bullshit story that's kind of all over the place, and then the anime just finishes, and then basically it was just completely forgotten. And then they made Helsing Ultimate, and Helsing Ultimate was actually a far better adaptation of the manga, of the original manga, which really has a lot of rough and crazy creative drawings. It sometimes reminds me of a Hunter x Hunter manga, but that Hunter x Hunter manga is like a clusterfuck of shit, while the Helsing thing was far more stable. But just Hunter x Hunter looks like shit. But the Helsing original manga was just kind of wacky. And then the Helsing Ultimate was just this beautiful masterpiece of an anime. But Helsing was written and done in a way that did not need for such ridiculous concepts. And when they were able to translate, like, and then even the manga itself is fairly short and it doesn't have really that much in terms of action concepts or anything like that. You more so get the bare minimum of the narrative and then that's it. So when they did Helsing Ultimate, someone was smart enough to know, hey, why don't we add more action scenes? Why don't we elongate some of the crazy ass fights or the ridiculous fantasy blood work or stuff like that? Why don't we just kind of stretch out certain things that should get stretched out that we can fill in with just some creative magic without actually destroying the original narrative of the series or hindering anything that's going on? Maybe when a character is talking and explaining something, you can have them fighting and then we'll just see a longer fight scene than anything else, you know, just like just different shit to an already interesting concept. But also with Hellsing, though, is that if you look at Hellsing Ultimate, this is a personal thing for me, is that Hellsing Ultimate soundtrack is more so this operatic grand choir type song sound that it has in order to make things as epic as it possibly can be, while as the original Hellsing anime has this nice, smooth, jazz-sounding sound, and the two couldn't be further apart, you know, if you wanted them to. But I always preferred the original Hellsing's anime sound over what Hellsing Ultimate eventually gave us. And it's just, it always wondered, I was like, you know, what if they were capable of either mixing the two or just keeping the original jazz sounding sound in Hellsing Ultimate? Probably, like, I probably would have loved it more, but I digress. Like, that's just a personal thing. But what I'm talking about, Stans, is that, you know, this wasn't really, Hellsing wasn't really given a fair shake when it originally was turned to an anime. You know, basically, if you want to go by censorship or the project's longevity, the concept of believing in the project itself, all of these factors can be made apparent, and they are still today in terms of making anime. But these factors do more harm than they do good in terms of adapting this shit. And when you're dealing with someone like Netflix, who doesn't have to adhere to the Japanese rules, then what the fuck are you doing? But that's not really, like what I'm talking about is really surface level problems that essentially have been plaguing the industry of anime for a very long time. And, you know, it's not like Ragnarok itself wasn't going to have a lot of this bullshit be in it. The stuff that I always get annoyed with, which is exposition dumps, unnecessary characters giving their two cents in terms of things that are happening, a lackluster approach to action or anything like that, or basically a mighty need to constantly further go plot and story rather than actually showcasing stuff, you know. And it's like, they're far more comfortable in telling me what a character is doing than they are at showing me what a character is capable of doing. And you with anime, nothing could be more apparent. But the real problem that comes with Ragnarok happens to be in something that happens a lot to anime, which is that the direction in which the anime was taken, and more so with that, the director's approach to doing shit and to the anime as well. So really a lot of blame goes to those people because a lot of people don't notice, and it's like, you know, certain anime episodes might be directed by a different person, and then sometimes you can tell when an animation change occurs. And but there's also the times when it's like, hey, they have a strict director throughout this entire series. What exactly do they bring to the table, and what exactly are they capable of doing? It's damn near like in any industry, you know, someone who's brand new to being a director, you know, they're fresh out of film school and they've only done documentaries their whole life. And then someone says, let's make you direct the next Jackie Chan martial art film. Everyone who is in that room should raise their hand and go, I have a question. Do you think that they are capable of doing this justice? And we're going to get into exactly why I think this is what truly harmed Ragnarok after these messages. Now, what exactly do I mean about the director doing something? Well, the thing is that anime directors all have a plethora of experience under their belt when it comes to animation and whatnot. And then a lot of them take liberties when it comes to taking something from a manga and incorporating that into an anime. And a lot of that comes with basically personal preference, because it's hard to believe exactly how much power these people have when it comes to doing this shit, but they have a lot of fucking power. One of the best examples I can possibly give is the change in animation from One Punch Man season one compared to One Punch Man season two, which is done by a totally different studio as well as a totally different animation director. And it couldn't be, you know, further from a difference. And it's not saying that, to me, One Punch Man season two wasn't bad, but the lack of everything was just painstakingly present within the second season. No, it by all means did not live up to the excellent hype that the first season had. And it's sad that that was the case, but that's what the case was. But that was because there was a different director, different studio and whatnot. And all of that was done because they wanted to be cheap. Fuck. And it's like, instead of having an amazing anime follow an amazing pathos and whatnot and just be this great epilogue of shit, you know, there's like people screaming out they want a third season of One Punch Man. What do you get? You get people going, I don't like it as much. And then they move the fuck on. Oh, boy. And it's like, and then even what One Punch Man is having happen right now within the manga, I know there's fans that are probably like, dude, damn it. Like, I can't wait to see this animated. And it's like, will they ever, though? We just don't know. Ah, it's terrible. It really is terrible. But that's an example of the power that anime director has over something. And when you're dealing with an action anime, you kind of want someone who's capable of doing action. Someone who's capable of understanding that just because this manga has these many panels that showcase this part of a fight doesn't mean that you can't add more to the fucking fight. It doesn't mean that you can't elongate this concept of a fight scene. It doesn't mean that you can't add more fisticuffs, more fast-moving scenes, or a more detailed concept of a fight. But that's not who they got. They got someone who was incredibly fucking lazy when it came to doing this shit. Hell, he was incredibly fucking lazy in doing the facial expressions. And if you've read Record of Ragnarok, you would understand that they have some of the weirdest fucking facial expressions since goddamn Helsing. And it would have just been amazing to showcase that. Just because a character is pretty doesn't mean that they can't look ugly. And that is far more apparent with the character Brunhilde than it is with anyone else. She gives some of the most distorted, fucked up faces that you could possibly imagine. And this anime did everything they could to try and keep her pristine and pretty throughout the entire time, taking away everything that she has built up within the manga in terms of her personality to showcase that this bitch is crazy, just like the gods themselves, which would usher on and further exemplify exactly the lengths to which she's willing to go to try and help out the human race. She's fighting for our side, but why? And they're like, this bitch is clearly crazy. But hey, you couldn't possibly tell that with the anime because they kept her pretty as hell every fucking chance they got. People went out and did fucking side-by-side comparisons of different moments within the manga and in the anime to just show you exactly how different the look that certain characters were supposed to have upon hearing the news of something, and basically the gravity that it had on said character within the manga, and just the lackluster approach that it had in the comparison on the anime. And it's disgusting. It was really fucking disgusting, because you've just seen moments where I was looking at the anime and I was like, And I was just like, wow, this is so boring. And then when I saw the comparisons, I was like, oh yeah, that's what her face looked like. And I was like, I remember screenshotting this because I fucking love the image and it looks fantastic. But then when I look at the anime, and I was like, yeah, it's the same face. She's just talking right now. And I was like, her face was supposed to be distorted, fucked up, and crazy. But you can clearly see that was basically something that was either, something that was decided under the notion of two different things, basically two different questions. Do we feel like animating this? And should we animate this? And then they basically both came up to no. So then they didn't. And then they pushed it out there because it doesn't matter what the end product looked like as long as they make an anime, because that's what the industry is basically boiled down to now. And then they just made an anime. They made an anime about something that's marginally popular, and then they're going to coast off of that to try and basically usher either a second season or to incorporate more of the same lackluster approach to an anime. And it's fucked up. It's incredibly fucked up that they thought this and that they're doing things this way, but this isn't the first time Netflix has done this. Anybody know what Kengan Ashura is? Exactly. That's what I thought. It's a two-season anime that's based off of something that has 100-something chapters. Something that people basically hold within the same ranking as a lot of the top martial art concept mangas out there. And did Netflix did something that was completely all 3D and fucking terrible. No one watched it. And now it's over with. Oh boy, howdy. How great is it that they got a manga that I just really, 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 really fucking liked. And just to see it get raked over the coals, it's just, God, it's heart-wrenching. But this shit keeps happening to anime in total. God, this is terrible. But there is no point in breaking down or describing the anime itself. It's pretty self-explanatory. And I really don't care. You can watch it if you want, but there's nothing in it that is exciting. None of the episodes made me happy, excited, or it made me even remotely interested in what was going on. Knowing the outcome of said fight does not mean that I did not want to see said fight animated. The Adam versus Zeus fight, by all means, was something I was looking forward to like a madman. God, I wanted to see that done incredibly well. I love the concept and everything that they did for Adam within the manga. And when you saw what they brought to the screen in the anime, I was incredibly disappointed because I was like, what is this lackluster notion of shit? It's just done so lazily because there was no passion, no heart, no soul put into this shit, which is the case when it comes to a lot of these lackluster anime that get created. Hey, this is something that's new. We want to turn into an anime. Okay. Look at the panels. All right. But I can only draw like this. I can't draw exactly like these panels. And that's going to be the end of it. Okay. And then they shell it out. And then motherfuckers look at it and they go, this is shit. And then these people turn right back to these directors and go, all right, we need you to do another one then.
Okay.
Rather than sitting there and go, yo, you fucking sucked. It's like, why do you suck? I don't know. It's like, yo, we need somebody who actually gives a shit. And now, what is it? Now, basically, a lot of the lower-end studios and animation are starting to just do these fantastic drawings and concepts and art pieces that are making some of the most aged and experienced anime directors look like dumbass. And it's sad that it's gotten to this point because it's like, you assholes have gotten so fucking lazy with your shit that you just gave up because there was no challenge. There doesn't need to be a challenge anymore. When it comes to manga, that's a cutthroat industry. So yeah, but when it comes to the animation field, it's like, yeah. You know how many original anime pieces are even created today? Not a lot. Not a lot at all. Everything is based off of a light novel or a manga now. And it's kind of gotten disgusting, but this lack of just a drive when it comes to making some of these anime is just, ugh, it's getting sickening. And I hated that that's what happened when it came to Record of Ragnarok. Oh my goodness. I really wanted this anime to be good. Like, you have no idea. I really wanted this anime to be good. I wanted this anime to be something that was like, yo, I finally get to see the shit that I've been reading all this time and in grandiose scale. And that's not the case at all. That was not the case at all. But it was just done so terribly. So it had absolutely nothing going for it. It was incredibly boring to watch, and I found myself actually doing something else in the middle of all the times where characters were talking, because I couldn't give a fuck. I mean, you sit there and you want to portray something as action, but then you have a bunch of people, a bunch of cutaways to random people giving away exposition. Half of the people who actually weren't even there, which was another fucking dumb thing. You added motherfuckers in the scene to give exposition, but then you didn't add an action? Are you fucking retarded? How do you do something that stupid? Let's have more people explain what the fuck is going on. I can see, bitch. It's a fist fight. That's it. Like, they're just fighting. You don't need that much of an explanation when people are fucking fighting. I get it. You can have the voiceover explaining whatever little things is going on and whatnot. You can have some people talk about a character's motivation or drive behind things if you want. It's fine. I expect it. I know it's coming, and it's like, whatever. But then you forget yourself, sir. I'm looking at something that is dependent upon the action. Then what should blow me away is not the story, not the characters, not the concept. It should be the action. Because at the end of the day, that should be the main appeal to what you got going on. If that's not something that's worthwhile, then why the fuck would I want to continue looking at it? Oh, because I found me a waifu? Get the fuck out of here. Why is it that anime is done with this such of a stupid-ass approach? And then it's treated within the concept of just it's shrugged away, and then people throw it away. And then that's the end of it, if there ever is. And until there's just such a huge fucking big rip-roaring of a backlash that it can make some people over a long fucking timeline. The longest time of people bitching and moaning about seeing something done correctly. Will it ever get fixed? And this happened with Hellsing Ultimate. This happened when they did the Berserk movies. Hell, it happened when they did Dragon Ball Z Kai, for the love of God. Can we finally get Dragon Ball Z done in its entirety? Probably, and preferably with all the bullshit fillers. Okay, Dragon Ball Z Kai. Hey, the aspect ratio is still off. Whatever. Well, Funimation ain't never going to do DBZ justice, and it's fucked up, but they're never going to. Though then again, they're fucked up, so. But it's this terrible approach when it comes to letting these anime directors get away with this shitty practice, and the fact that no one is there to sit there and question them on what the fuck they're doing, that you wind up with this just abhorrent concept that is brought out. The Record of Ragnarok has one of the best original ideas I've ever read in a manga. Essentially just in itself being a giant tournament. And the concept and everything itself was just so amazing and so much fun to read that just made everything exciting and crazy. The artwork was done in a fantastic way. The characters are characters that you actually read about and cared for, to the point where when a majority of the characters that do die for the human side, you actually feel something for them. And even when they do stuff later on where some of the gods get killed, you know, depending upon your viewpoints, you feel something about that too. Although, personally, I have an issue with the whole Jack the Ripper thing, because that fight with Hercules makes no sense in the fact that humans, like, there's never an opposition to the disgust with Jack the Ripper. There's never a thing of humans bringing up the fact that, hey, you know, Hercules might love humans, but the asshole is fighting on the side of the gods who wish to wipe us out. That's never brought up. And it's the only thing in the manga so far that pisses me off. That is, like, it's something that's just marginally swept under the rug. But I was like, at least acknowledge that concept. But they never do. And that's Japan for you. Because friendship and a guy who loves everybody else is praise to high heavens, and other people are not. Like, not one person was like, hey, you know, he was fighting for humans, right? It was like, if Jack was such a terrible person, wouldn't he just surrender and die automatically? It was like, no, he's fighting for humans. So It was like, well, Hercules fighting for the gods. So obviously, like, why is he cool with humans getting wiped out if he loves us so damn much? You know, and it's like, let him say something like, well, I have a plan after this is all over with to do this with humans, or I believe that they'll restart or something like that. Nope, they don't give that. So it's like, then what the fuck? But that's bad writing on that part. that's bad writing. But it's just to, and then like to finally get acknowledgement that you would see this stuff. You know, and it's all you got to do is just carry this shit, bring it over to an anime, but just have the sense of making it actually good and worthwhile. And then they don't. And then you sit there and go, right. So then why would I care? Why would I look at this and care? And then you just, you have them look and go, I don't know. I was just trying to make an anime. And it's like, fuck, dude. Look at what happened. Look at what you did. Look at how when a rushed job can either, you know, and it's like a rushed anime job that only has like a little bit to work with can sometimes produce things like Fullmetal Alchemist. But at the end of the day, the Fullmetal Alchemist that people praise to high heavens is still Brotherhood, which is the original manga adaptation. And done painstakingly well, because the original Fullmetal Alchemist was beloved by a very big fan base, and then the manga itself had a very big fan base, and then when you combined this shit, then you had a very big fan base that was looking for just more Fullmetal Alchemist, and then you gave it to them, but you gave it to them with an animation budget and a director who fucking cared about what the hell was happening. And then you made yourself an actually good anime. But Record of Ragnarok was not done with that intent at all. So then you have yourself a slow-moving fight scenes, very slow-paced fight scenes, ridiculously overdrawn backstories, because God forbid you focus more on the action and less on the storytelling element. The additional concept of characters jabbering on about shit who weren't even there to jabber on about shit in the first place. I mean, you added exposition dumps. What the fuck is wrong with you? Jesus Christ, you really need like 13 people to explain what is happening in the middle of one fight. It's like, bitch, I can see. It's like, just let me see something. Just amazing. It was like, clearly it wasn't his forte to do action. Just someone thought it was a good fucking idea to make him a part of this anime. Jesus Christ. It's terrible. It's terrible what happened. I wish it didn't happen. And I'm sad that it happened to a manga that I actually generally liked and enjoyed as an up-and-coming manga. That honestly could have been an amazing anime if it was just done by the right person. So, suffice it to say, by all means, do not watch Record of Ragnarok. It is not necessary. It will be uninteresting and is incredibly boring. Also, the dubbing is shit. Because it's the dubbing that's done to match the lip movements rather than actually fit more with what is being, like, the subject matter that's being talked about. So they add a lot in terms of dialogue. And it really sounds bad. and kind of mismatched. A lot of characters are just more so annoying than anything else. Also, it's the horrible notion that, you know, because the dialogue itself is bad in this anime, so the overlapping concept and the repetitive nature of multiple characters explaining the same shit over and over again, rather than the anime itself kind of breaking away from the dialogue in order to showcase a fight. You know, like how when a character throws a blow and then when in a tournament, you need a referee in order to explain all the shit that's happening. So they sit there and out loud on a speakerphone, oh my God, he just punched him in the face. And then you go to a bunch of characters who just witnessed the character getting punched in the face going, wow, he got punched in the face. You get a bunch of that. And then considering that the entire anime itself is based around a tournament arc, that's it. That's all you're going to get is just that done over and over and over again. And it could have been a smarter way of handling it within the anime, but it just wasn't. There could have been less people giving their own two cents about the fight. There could have been a slower down concept of someone explaining everything that's happening within the fight. There should have been the notion of the person who's refereeing the fight and narrating what's going on to do it in real time rather than wait until it's over with and the characters take a breather and talk or whatever for them to explain everything that we just personally witnessed. There could have been a lot of things that were done to make this actually a good anime, but they sadly were not done. So my final verdict after this deep explanation is that no, you should not watch Record of Ragnarok. It is a waste of time. By all means, this is going to be one of the, I'm going to say many, and it's not, it's sad, but true. But this is one of these stories that essentially is just better as a manga than it ever will be an anime until they get someone behind the wheel of the car that knows how to fucking drive. So with that being said, I'm going to end it here. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame. And as always, good people, hope you had fun.